Hi, everyone. Here's a little bit of a lowdown on commercials when it comes to commercial acting. I wanted to give you a little breakdown. Let me turn my volume down a little bit. There we go. Hopefully I wasn't blasting through your speakers. And if so, oh well, that happened. So I wanted to just give a little bit of a lowdown on commercials so you're prepared no matter what kind of commercial is thrown at you. Because there's some key things to know about the three different types of commercials that are out there. I don't think there's a fourth, but in general, there's three, and all these rules will help you get through some of the key situations. Now, the number one situation in a commercial, or one thing that trips people up all the time for commercial auditions is, I shouldn't say all the time because it doesn't happen all the time, but it's the thing you need to be ready for at any time. And that is, you go in there, there might be a big group of people there, sometimes there isn't, but remember what we talked about in class is that everybody on the other side of the camera is nervous because they're all trying to keep their jobs. So, you know, you might be nervous, but so are they. But you won't be nervous because you're just going to give them a performance. You're not there for a job or anything. You're just there to perform. Anyway, what might happen after your slate is something they didn't prepare you for. Your casting director didn't tell you it was going to happen. Your agent didn't tell you it was going to happen because chances are they may not have known and the director just wants to throw this at you. And that thing is, they will ask you one question. Many people get the answer wrong. And the question is this. Tell me something about yourself. That's it. That's the question. Tell me something about yourself. The wrong answers are, my agent didn't tell me you would ask me this question. Another bad answer is, well, what do you want to know? What you want to do is, it's a lot like being on a date. You want to give them something interesting and memorable. But unlike a date, you can make it weird if you want to. You won't scare them. But basically, tell me something about yourself means tell us something completely outside of acting that is about yourself that you find interesting, that you want to talk about. And the reason they're asking this question is they want to see your real personality. They want to see who you really are. They don't want to see the acting. They want to see your personality and who you are. And if you're honestly talking about something that you love and something you're connected to, then the real you won't have a choice. That part of you is going to come out. And that's a real sellable moment. So that's why they're asking that question. Tell us something about yourself. Always have something in your back pocket. Always have something ready. I have about two or three things. One, I'm a marathon runner. Two, my niece is my world. And number three is my love. Actually, I was going to make something up. I honestly don't have a third that I can think of right away. what would that be? Oh, Star Trek. Yes, of course I have a third. It's Star Trek. But for my marathon running, for example, I don't just say, I love marathon running. I make it a little bit interesting how I quit marathon running and now I'm getting back to it. Because that might raise them a question. Well, why did you quit? And I'd say, I honestly, and this is a truthful thing, I honestly had a Forrest Gump moment. I had been running and running and being part of marathons. And then one day I actually stopped during a training day. And I went, I'm kind of tired. I don't want to do this anymore. And I literally walked 8 kilometers home. And my roommate at the time was like, what's wrong? She woke up and she saw me in the living room, just like in my running outfit, just stunned sitting. And I'm like, I can't run. I don't want to anymore. And it was such a weird situation. So when I talk about that, I can't help but be me. If I talk about Star Trek, I'll be like, I'm the next generation is the best thing that's ever been, invented. But the real me comes out. So it can be something that is, to you boring, but for others is interesting. It may not even be exactly about you. It might be about a parent, but someone you love. Like, I'm really proud that, my dad just got his college degree. It just happened, a few months ago. Or I just went on this trip. I just came back from Mexico. Did you like it? No. It's okay to say no. That'll create a laugh. And they're like, what didn't you like about it? Well, the nachos aren't the same in Mexico as they are here. Yeah, I know that they're authentic, but whatever. And that might seem very superfluous, but though it's landing the goal of why they're asking you that question. So always have two or three things in your back pocket. That's number one. And never talk about your acting. That is not why they're asking you that question. You know, oh, well, I did this and I just finished doing this role here and I'm auditioning for this next week and I'm doing this play. Don't do that. And that's honest to God, not why they're asking that question. So yeah, so whatever your passions are, even if they're insignificant, like if you, you know, oh, I don't do anything, I just watch TV. Great, what show do you watch? What is keeping your attention so much that you don't want to go out and skydive? You know, well, it's this show and I love it. Why do you love it? Because the characters, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all got something we're passionate and we love. All right, so moving on. I said I'm going to keep this under 10 minutes, so I am. So next up is the types of auditions you're going to go through. And in general, there's three types. One is SOC, which stands for silent on camera. The next is a speaking audition, a speaking commercial, where you have two people interacting or more than two people interacting. And the last one is a monologue, or it could be considered like just an individual commercial. But in general, you're giving a speech if it's just you on camera, and you have dialogue. So, that's pretty much it. Silent on camera, speaking between two people or more, and a monologue. Now, for silent on camera, this is trickier than people think it is. A lot of times they'll say, oh, it's just silent on camera, so you have nothing to prepare for. It's just you sitting beside the pool. It's an Atlantic, I'm using an example, actually, remember from a friend. You're sitting beside the pool, but everything has money. The pool isn't made out of water. It's complete money. And there's money signs on the towels and everything. And it's an Atlantic Lottery commercial. And you're just sitting there with a friend enjoying it. And you're like, oh, wow, this is practically like extra work, you know, when they send you the notice that your audition's coming up and that's all you have to do. That's not all you have to do. Even if your agent says that's all you have to do, even if the casting director says that's all you're going to do, I've never been in a situation where it was just that. So what you want to do is you want to prepare for anything that could happen. And for that one, for example, I said to my friend, okay, they're probably going to get you. Are you sitting beside anybody else? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's silent on camera, but I'm sitting beside somebody else. I'm like, they're probably going to ask you to mimic talking. So in that audition, they're probably going to ask you to play out a scene, to just, oh, why don't you talk to her? And what's the best way to have a conversation with that person? Involving the product, involving the commercial. So you're around a pool with a bunch of money in it. There's dollar signs on the towels, and you're sitting beside somebody next to the pool. You know, why don't you say, hey, I bet I can race you. I bet I can beat you going from the $50,000 mark in the pool to the $100,000 mark. You know, that's a win because they're like, oh, they're involving our set. That's amazing. As opposed to just being, oh, wow, it's really hot. Thank God we're beside this pool of money. Like, that doesn't lead anywhere. So involve the product. Think of different things you can do in that scenario and have a conversation with another person. Now, if the role is just you with a vacuum cleaner, you know, vacuuming away and you're enjoying it and that's all they've told you, chances are there's music. There might be somebody else around. So they might, you know, be like, oh, but your dog's getting in the way. Think of every single situation you vacuuming could get you in. And don't go extreme. Don't be like, and then there was a house invasion. That's not going to happen. Don't prepare for that. You're okay. Just push the vacuum cleaner around. Use the real vacuum cleaner. Listen to music. That's what I do when I'm on the vacuum. So you can always prepare for a silent on camera role, always. There's always something you can do. If you ever get a script where you're like, there's nothing I can prepare for, you email me that script and I will challenge you. I will tell you, this is what would be it. The next one is speaking between two people. And the most important thing to do is remember it's two individual auditions, okay? And you're like, yeah, but they're seeing both of us together. What if they suck? Well, it's okay because they know the difference between good actor and bad. And if they're not giving you anything, but you're still doing, you know, everything you've emotionally created, then you're great. They're seeing it as two separate auditions. And if they really, really think that you that they want to see you connect with somebody else, they'll be like, can you stay for a little while? That doesn't necessarily mean you have the part. There were times where other people stayed and I left and I ended up getting the part. But treat it as your own audition and don't try to get that person to do anything different than how they've prepared. And don't let them do that to you either. Sometimes you'll be in the waiting room and they'll say, oh, why don't we work on it together? If you feel comfortable enough, go for it. If they start giving you ideas, even if you think that they're better, a better actor than you, really ask yourself, well, is this how I want to do my audition? You know, or am I really happy with, you know, my choices? And make your decision. Be free to say, I see where you're coming from, but I really want to do it this way. And whatever they say, no, it's your audition. It's not theirs. That situation, I've never really gotten into that situation, so don't worry about it. But now if you know the actor and you trust them, then it gets golden. Then you're like, let's go out there and practice right now. And it gets amazing because you're like, oh, well, then I'll do this. And you can work with each other on that. That's a beautiful situation. But if you don't know the person, be hesitant working with them outside of the audition room because of, you know, all of everything I just mentioned. Now, when it comes to a monologue, and this is the last one, damn it, I'm over my 10-minute mark. Okay, I'll give myself under 2 minutes more. And if it's a monologue, one of the most important things and one of the most missed things in auditions for commercials for monologues is, what were you doing right before you were speaking? And why are you speaking now? So why is this so important for you to say it right now? And what were you doing right beforehand? A lot of times, a lot of monologue situations will kind of come out of nowhere where you're like, why am I saying this now at this point? But to give an easy example, let's say it's a bank commercial and I'm supposed to give a monologue to, you know, to the camera. So, you know, let's say the scene is I simply hand off some forms to a customer and they walk off screen and then I look right at camera and I say, at CIBC, we have a long tradition of caring for our customers, blah, 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 blah. So that's a very announcery type of situation, but at no point in a monologue, or I should say, I'd say 98% of the time, I'm going to be right about this. You're not talking to an audience when you're talking to the camera. You're talking to one person. So define that person. Figure out who that person is. And it can't be a general person. Oh, that's a customer. It can be a customer, but it has to be someone in your real life you have an emotional connection to. So who do I really want in my life to save money and to have a better life? You know, and pick any one of my loved ones. You know, I mean, they're probably all great at saving money in real life, but, you know, you want them all to be comfortable. You want them safe. You want them protected. So what originally starts off with, at CIBC, we have a long tradition for caring for people, will end up like, at CIBC, we have a long tradition for caring for people. I don't actually have a real script there, but you can tell that there's a difference in caring and more authenticity coming out of there. So figure out for monologues where you just were, why you're saying what you're saying at that moment, and that's it. And if you have a hard time making an emotional connection, and this kind of goes with the scripts in general, if you just, no matter what, you're like, I really, my gut is saying, not your head, but my gut is saying, my emotions are saying, I should be a little bit more excited, but I just can't get up there, then that just means that you're not as excited about that topic. So you need to change it to something else. You'll get more excited and test that out. When I was doing the lawn mowing commercial and I was talking about burgers, you know, I was like, oh, I'm not that excited about burgers to keep talking about it for this long. That's what my emotions, I knew they were telling me, you know, you should be more excited from what you're saying, but you can only feel so much about burgers. At that point, I was like, okay, well, what am I really excited about? And I chose Star Trek. So I talked about Star Trek. Even though the lines were about burgers, I really meant Star Trek. We went to brew pubs. No, I went to a Star Trek convention. It was amazing. And then I tested that out with a friend, and then I tested it out with my acting coach, and he's like, yeah, that's the right level of excitement. And if they said not, then I knew my level of excitement for burgers, and I would go there. But it all comes from the emotion, and you have to use that as your director and as your guide. So anyway, that's a quick one about commercials. With commercials, you generally have one callback, and sometimes there's two, but that's very rare. And during your callbacks, you already did something that they loved. That's why you have a callback. That's why you're coming back again and you're going to see them again. And there's even few of you now. There could just be two people that are for your role now, you and someone else. Or there could be five or eight people still that are going for that role for the callback. And they all got callbacks. But there's something you brought that they want to see. The key for the callback is on your first take, unless they give you very different information and direction, make sure you give the same performance you gave last time. That's it. And the purpose of a callback is to work with the director. A lot of times the director isn't there the first time. And this goes for dramatic and comedic, you know, like dramas, feature films, TV shows as well. But a lot of times the director isn't there the first time. They may not be there till the second callback or third callback. With commercials, you generally only get one callback. And that's when the director is there. The whole point is that you work with the director. So it's not about giving a right or wrong performance, which it's never about that, even in your audition. It's just about giving the performance that your emotions are guiding you with. But when you're working with your director on the callback, it's not about getting it right. It's about working with them and being flexible. So they may ask things that just don't even sound right at all for the scene. And you're like, what, you want me to cluck like a chicken while doing this? What the? You go with it. A lot of times they're testing to see how flexible you are as an actor. Not necessarily if you're about to give a great performance from the direction they're giving. It could be just such terrible direction intentionally. I'm totally breaking my limit. Anyway, I'm almost done. But they just want to see how far you'll go as an actor and how flexible you'll be and if you'll work with them. A callback is about whether you can work with the director, but also whether or not they want to work with you. And don't worry, you're charming enough. Just don't be sarcastic. The industry is really actually against sarcasm. And most of the people who think they're really great at it are actually some of the worst ones at it. So just be pleasant, be friendly, be respectful, and understand you're both equals. The director is an artist, you're an artist. And the whole point of the callback is that you work together collaboratively on this character and on this scene. And try not to get, and the last little tip is try not to get too much into a conversation about the character. Try showing the character, showing what you mean. So if the director says, I'm thinking more like this and more like that, and then you're like, let me try it and show you. Instead of you going, so when you say a little bit like this, do you mean a little bit like this or do you mean a lot like that? No. Just be like, well, let me show you what you mean. That's going to communicate faster to the director. And just, it's a way better situation to be in. So anyway, that's it about commercials and a few other just audition tips in there as well. Have a fantastic week. And if you have an audition before the next time we see each other, break a leg.